106.9, The Eagle, Ricky Aaron here, and very happy. This is actually probably one of the highlights of my career. On the phone with none other than Paul Stanley of KISS. Actually, I was told that I would be getting not only Paul, but another special guest on the phone this afternoon. Is that right?
Ricky, I'm here with Tommy Thayer, and we're here at your disposal. Not disposable, but disposal.
Well, you're speaking to a fan, a proud member of the KISS Army. Paul Stanley, Tommy Thayer of KISS. Now, this has been the buzz pretty much since the announcement was made yesterday. The End of the Road tour is coming to Birmingham, and I got to ask, is this really the end of the road?
Absolutely. It is the end of the road. This is the final tour, but it's not anything that's morose or sad. It's not bittersweet. It's victory. It's us going one last victory lap where we get to go out and celebrate everything we've done with the fans who've been us with from the beginning, also fans who joined us midway or people who are coming for the first time. This is the ultimate KISS show. This is the show that ups the ante for us and everybody else. It's very clear at this point that KISS DNA is in country star shows, rock star shows, rap star shows. You can put on a KISS show, but you can't be KISS. And that's what this is about, going out in all our glory, being as good as we've been, if not better. We've been rehearsing already for a month. This will have more pyro, more explosives, more fire, more songs we're playing. So it's really a celebration of the whole history of this band and all the different eras of the band. It's going to be unforgettable, not only for the fans, but for us.
Well, I think it goes without saying that we're very excited and looking forward to it. Let's talk production, because y'all have said that this is going to be the biggest ever. Tommy, is there any particular elements on stage about this coming up tour that kind of get you a little bit more excited than before?
Well, the reason I know this is an exceptional and it's going to be an extraordinary tour is the amount of preparation we're putting into this. We've already been rehearsing for months. We did a pyro demo last week at the Forum, which is a big enough place for us to see our pyro show. All the technology and everything that's going into it is being well thought out, and we're going to be giving you the biggest and the baddest, most awesome show anybody's ever seen from KISS.
Well, so many great years of KISS and all this amazing catalog of music. Paul, how do you even begin with song selection for a final tour of this magnitude? I mean, that would drive me crazy.
Well, we're fortunate enough to have enough to fill a few hours. It doesn't leave a lot of room for songs that don't belong there. Sometimes people go, why don't you play some unknown songs? Well, guess what? Unknown songs are unknown for a reason, because there are songs that are better. And anytime I've seen a band, an arena band or a stadium band, not a band playing a club, but anytime I've seen a band of that stature play a song that's an unknown, well, the audience sits down. It's look, would you rather we drop Love Gun, Shout It Out Loud, Firehouse, Hotter Than Hell, Black Diamond, God of Thunder, Dr. Love? The list goes on. We've got enough songs to blow you away for 2 hours and leave you sweating from fire, numb from explosions, and dazzled. And that's what this is about. We want to go out this one time and do it in all our glory. We are at the top of our game. Bands sometimes do farewell tours when they hate each other or when they're too old to do it well. We're not going to allow ourselves to get to that point. This is us full tilt, full artillery, and doing something that will leave you shaking for a few days, vibrating to the music.
Well, once the tour is done, you've rocked all the cities and the road has officially come to an end. What's the next evolution of KISS? Perhaps maybe years in the future, the KISS Experience or something of that level?
Anything's possible. I think that no one has to worry about whether KISS will continue. And by that, I don't mean in terms of personnel, about people being in a band. But you can't stop the KISS psyche at this point. You can't stop people from believing in what we've done. You can't stop people from talking about the legend of a band who gave everything. You can't stop people wearing T-shirts, waving the flag, wearing the belt buckle. Kiss at this point is forever.
Speaking of the shirts, the flags, the merchandise, the Kiss logo is one of the most recognizable of any band ever. What's the most unique item you've ever seen to bear your logo?
Tommy once saw a wooden clock that, that was made for me.
That's an inside joke.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Certainly fans have made incredible, we could call them dioramas or stage plot. Dioramas or a 3D stage, for example, of us and recreating the amplifiers in a stage show. So things like that, people are so meticulous and so dedicated to us. It's an honor, and it gives us something we have to live up to. We have to live up to people having that gratitude, people having that connection to us. And once again, I think we've done that resoundingly over 45 years. And this show and this tour will put the cap on it, and then we'll blow the cap off.
I can only echo what everybody else around here seems to be saying, that it made a lot of people happy getting the announcement that you're coming to the BJCC Legacy Arena in April. You can actually get your tickets this Friday when they hit when they go on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Actually, I'm going to be having some coming up very soon this afternoon. Again, guys, Paul Stanley, Tommy Thayer, very much appreciate you being here this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thanks. We are ready.
We are pumped and ready.